It's October. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
We're walking up the West Ridge Trail on Green Mountain, just a bit south of Realization Point on Flagstaff Road. And we're looking for and listening for fall migrants. There are a lot of sunflower and thistle seed heads to attract pine siskins and goldfinches. And up at the top of the pines and Douglas firs, a good cone crop should bring in ruby-crowned kinglets, nuthatches, chickadees, and crossbills. Many of these birds are making a short vertical migration down to lower elevations, maybe even visiting feeders in your yard.
Wow, that was a flock of red crossbills that just flew over, and they're really the prime attraction up here. What wonderful birds. Brick red birds with these oversized crossover beaks that they use to pry open cones. And you always see them in flocks, and you always hear that sound, that loud chip, 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 as the flocks move through the tops of the forest looking for cone crops. They're pretty amazing birds. They'll nest any month of the year whenever they find cones. They use their bills to pry open the cone scales and use their tongues to extract the seeds. They wander for thousands of miles all over the Rocky Mountains looking for cones. But something new has come up, which is even more amazing. Now ecologists are telling us there are 9 types of red crossbill in Colorado, and they may actually be 9 separate species. Just like Darwin's finches, these crossbills have evolved different physical characteristics according to what kind of cones they primarily feed on. The ponderosa pine type of crossbill has a bigger beak for opening up the ponderosa pine cones, and the lodgepole type has a smaller beak. Fortunately for us, each one makes a slightly different chip as it flies over, so you can actually tell them apart. Anyway, this is all great news for evolutionary ecologists who can now study crossbills and how they're diverging. And it's terrible news for most bird watchers who are going to be very frustrated trying to identify 9 different species of crossbill. Here go the crossbills. Must have been 15. Just flying in that slack. Here they are up above us. We've seen 25 crossbills in 20 minutes, and people tend to think they're a rare bird. They're all over up here when we have cones.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac and the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie.